Laudato Jesus Christus. This is the English program of Vatican Radio.
Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Tracy McClure. Coming up today, it's official. Pope Benedict will travel to Lebanon this September. The Vatican office responsible for communications gears up for a new Beirut seminar on communicating the church in the Middle East and women on the web. A pontifical university helps empower women in the digital world. And in our top story today, Pope Benedict will visit Lebanon from the 14th to the 16th of September. Veronica Scaresbrick has more on that.
The announcement was made in two separate statements by the Presidency of the Republic of Lebanon and the Lebanese Bishop's Office for Communications on the very day the Pope appealed for peace in the Middle East and the Holy Land. A call to end the violence in the region the Holy Father made during the traditional Easter Urbi and Orbi message. According to these statements, during this visit, the Pope will hand over and sign the post-synodal apostolic exhortation for the Middle East in the nation's capital, Beirut, during Holy Mass on the 16th of September. This document is the result of the special assembly of the Synod of Bishops for the Middle East, which took place in the Vatican from the 10th to the 24th of October 2010, and the handing over represents the highlight of the journey. Other events outlined for the visit in the communiques are meetings with civil and religious authorities as well as with young people. The visit is described by the press office of the Presidency of the Republic of Lebanon as one which will confirm the deep-seated historical relations uniting Lebanon and the Holy See, allowing to reaffirm the statute, role and mission of Lebanon as witness of freedom and friendship. It marks the second to the region for Benedict XVI, who visited Jordan, Israel and the Palestinian territories in May 2009. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.
The Pontifical Council for Social Communications is sponsoring a series of seminars together with bishops' conferences around the globe to find ways to more effectively communicate the Church's message in the rapidly evolving world of digital media. The second in the series will be held in Harissa, just north of Beirut, Lebanon, from April 17th to the 20th. The first conference was held in Rio de Janeiro last year in cooperation with Brazil's Catholic Episcopal Conference. 70 bishops participated in that four-day workshop. In the planning stages are further bishop seminars in Francophone Africa, where workshops will address the challenges faced by the local church, particularly the lack of digital technologies. A conference is being organized for the United States, and another seminar is under study for the Central America Caribbean area and may be organized as early as November. Well, President of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, Archbishop Claudio Maria Celli, says these seminars are just one answer to some of the new challenges facing the Church.
I think that this is an answer to the new challenge created by new technologies. As you can imagine, new technologies are originating a culture, a new way of living. We are talking about digital culture. And we think that one of the more important challenges that the Church has to face in this moment is how to have a real, concrete dialogue with the digital culture. I would say with our people today, especially the young generations, because these young generations are involved in the digital culture. Is their way of living. And we think that today we have to announce the gospel because this is the perennial message of the Church, the gospel of Jesus. And we think that we have to announce the gospel but using languages, a language that our people today can understand. And this is a real challenge for the Church today. We are invited not to lose time.
This April's seminar in Lebanon will be bringing together some 50 bishops and 20 priests already working in the field of communications in Egypt, Lebanon, Syria, the Holy Land, Jordan, and Iraq, and is being coordinated with the help of the Council of Catholic Patriarchs of the Middle East. The four-day encounter, focusing on the theme Communications in the Middle East as an Instrument of Evangelization, Dialogue, and Peace, follows on the heels of the 2010 Synod for the Church in the Middle East. Archbishop Celli points out that the Lebanon seminar also comes ahead of the upcoming Synod on the New Evangelization in October. He says the bishops attending the Lebanon seminar will be invited to reflect on how the Church communicates in the Middle East. And given its 17 different confessional communities, Lebanon, he notes, offers the ideal context in which to conduct a meeting of the region's Latin and Eastern Catholic rites, such as the Maronite, Greek Catholic, Syriac, Copt, Chaldean, and Armenian churches.
But to see how we can give a real answer to the world, to our men and women today, because really we are looking for something. And we have in our hands a special message, the Word of Life. Now, this new seminar in Lebanon, as you remember, last year took place the Synod for the Middle East. This year in October, all the bishops are involved in the Synod about the new evangelization. And we thought that was good, I would say, would necessary. To invite the bishops to think about communication in the Middle East. And we thought that was good to have such a meeting in Lebanon. And I think it will be a nice experience for everybody, because bishops coming from the different places, I would say the different churches operating in Middle East. It means that all the church is invited to be present and to meditate, to think how to face this new challenge. And this seminar is in communion with the Pontifical Council of Social Communications. But the nice experience will be that to meditate, to think, to discover, to perceive what really is the challenge to communicate today in the Church and in the world.
The challenges to communicating the Church in the Middle East are quite unique, particularly at this moment in time. But we've also seen that certain church leaders in the Middle East itself have different ways of approaching the problems in their region. Is the Vatican or is your council in any way trying to unify the Church's voice in the Middle East?
I think that the theme of this seminar is interesting, because it will be the communication in the Middle East as an instrument of evangelization, of dialogue and peace. And it will be, I think, a very important moment to have bishops together with priests to think about their reality and to verify where we can go, what we can do, how we can have a common effort to be instruments of peace, to be instruments of dialogue, and to announce the gospel. And this is why we are having such a seminar after the Synod for the Middle East and before the Synod for the New Evangelization. And it will be interesting, because we are having all the local churches present. And the nice thing will be that we are talking together and we are going to see how we can give a common answer. Certainly, we have to respect the local cultures, the local ecclesiological traditions, but what we are trying to do is to see in what form, in what way, we can give a common answer. It will be afterwards adapted to the local situations. But I tell you honestly, I'm going there. I myself, I will be present all the seminar, because this is my my custom, my tradition is to listen. We have not prepared programs. What we are trying to do is to facilitate a dialogue. We need to listen at each other. We need to see what programs we can formulate for the future. As you were mentioning, the same problem we have also in other situations. We are programming now a seminar for bishops in Africa. We are thinking to have in the Francophone Africa, again, inviting bishops to talk together to see how we can face the challenges of communication today locally. Because, as you can imagine, Africa is facing different problems. Tensions, local tensions, difficulties also living together, but also difficulties originated by the lack of technology. Now listening at the bishops coming here to Rome for their visit ad Limina, I tell you frankly that we were listening at them and we were perceiving how they face to the local situations that are really not easy. And in our programs also there is a seminar for bishops of Central America and Caribbean. Because during our last meeting in Santiago de Chile, where people involved in communications were coming from all Latin America, we decided to prepare and to program seminars for bishops all around Latin America. So we thought that it was good to leave Mexico alone, because there are many bishops, but to have immediately a seminar for Central American bishops, and bishops also of Caribe, and probably it will take place next November, we think. And afterwards, we are going to have new seminars for all South Latin America, and to see how we can join some countries. But there, the facility is with the common language, as you can imagine. We thought that was good, facing also such an effort with the new evangelization, to invite the bishops to meditate, to think what to do for this effort in announcing the gospel to the men and women of today.
As part of the discussion, the Archbishop says he expects to hear how the Middle East's church leaders respond to challenges posed by the region's faith-based and secular media, and to Pope Benedict's call for a new evangelization. When we're talking about the Middle East, for example, you have faith-based and you have secular media, sometimes which distort the view of Christianity in the region. Yet recently we saw Archbishop Toron, a very high-profile interview with him on Al Jazeera. Do you see that sort of thing as a way that the church can be seen as more open, as a force for peace in the region?
You are touching delicate aspects of the life of the church in the Middle East. And you can imagine also it depends on the single countries of whom we are talking about. But certainly this will be one of the aspects that will be touched during our seminar. This is why that the theme of the seminar is communication, instrument of evangelization, of dialogue and peace. And certainly we are going to see how the Council of the Patriarchs in the Middle East and our Pontifical Council can see what to do for the future. Certainly, for example, Lebanon has already good initiatives. I would say excellent initiatives on the radio sector and the television sector. But certainly we have to see how other local churches in the various countries can cooperate, can work together, facing also some difficulties, or we'd say common difficulties. So my idea is not only a meditation or just a simple reflection. Our idea is how to prepare programs for the future, concrete programs. Because I think that the church also can favor with her presence the reconciliation, the peace in these territories. As you remember, the Holy Father himself, Pope Benedict, was stressing that the mission of the Catholic media is certainly to announce the gospel, but also to give a real concrete answer to the human problems and to uphold, to sustain the truth about man. And in this moment, I think that this is a very delicate mission of the media of the Church, the courage of truth, as the Holy Father is telling us quite often. In the context, certainly, in a dialogue with other people. Just recently, in a conference, a journalist was asking me, "You are always talking about truth with a capital letter, but today we have many truths with a small letter." It is true. I think that the Church is invited today, also by Pope Benedict, to have a respectful dialogue with the truth of others. Knowing what we have in our heart, we have in our heart Jesus, the truth, but we must, I would say, be able to have a real, concrete dialogue, a respectful dialogue with the truth of others. And I think that the Catholic media in the Middle East must follow such an invitation of Pope Benedict. It means that we know what we are going to announce. We are witnesses of the gospel. But also we are called to be witnesses of the truth of man. Because in these moments of dialogue, in this moment of promoting peace, man must be at the center of all our efforts. And this is why our media will be invited in this field to cooperate to such a promotion.
Archbishop Claudio Maria Celli is the president of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications. Women in the Church and in the world to harness the potential of new media to improve their professional skills and, why not, to evangelize. That's the aim of the Institute for Higher Women's Studies at the Rome-based Pontifical Athenaeum Regina Apostolorum, which recently added a high-powered program to its curricula featuring experts from Google, Microsoft, Facebook, TED, and other heavyweights in the field of digital and social communications. Computer security experts offer hands-on training, beginning with how to protect internet users from online identity and financial theft. Students also learn how to create online businesses and to develop marketing and advertising skills. Online ethics and how to promote Christian values are also themes discussed. But just why is a pontifical university sponsoring such a program? Giovanna Abbiati, Vice Director of the Athenaeum's Institute for Higher Women's Studies, says they wanted to respond to the Pope's call to know and evangelize through the digital media.
We wanted to answer to the call of the Pope about knowing the digital language, which is new, and we consider ourselves as women as a new media, because we are quite new and we want to communicate efficiently, and so that's why we propose this master in collaboration with Google.
And you also have involved other big names in the media world.
You know, the problem is that at the beginning we did this choice. Why don't we call directly those who make the communication in terms of technologies, the big expert? We don't choose big professors who probably wrote very interesting books on communication and new media. We really wanted to ask to those who communicate and do the communication. So we first asked with Google. We have very good relation with Google, and then we tried Microsoft, and at the end, Facebook. And we just called them, just help us. We want to be able to use the web, the potential of the web. We want to be trained how to communicate our values, our messages, and also how to make money, fundraising, for example. And they answered, yes, okay. We're very happy to help. So, for example, in this master, Google just sent us three teachers, very, very good. And we talk about ethics in the matter of, for example, you know, all the problems with the privacy, with the use of the Creative Commons for downloading, uploading content on the web. And the other things is the right of oblivium, which is that everybody has to be able just to cancel what he's doing on the web.
And all the information pertaining to them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this is very important, so because we must be responsible in the web. And they want the same. We want rules, ethics, and they want the same, and they also want good content on the web, because if you don't trust the web, you don't use it well, and you don't find anything, you don't trust the web, you don't make a transition, economic transition, you don't use your credit card, you don't want to allow anybody to use, for example, your children. So they want responsible people. Of course, they are discussing about rules. And we are discussing, too, also the relations with the technology. A human being, for example, children, they spend a lot of time in internet, and we must be able to teach them as mothers and as educators how to behave and how to use technologies.
Sure. What is safe, what's not safe, how to discern what is an accurate website to something that is just someone expressing an opinion, which could be very dangerous as well for our kids.
That's why we asked the police, the Italian police, Polizia Postale Italiana, to come and teach us how to be protected by informatic crimes. So talking about how to protect our children and ourselves with the danger of the web, because, of course, there is also this side to know well.
Sure. It seems to me that one of the other challenges that's represented by the new media that we're seeing is that in some way they are deciding what we want to know. Through their elaborate algorithms, companies like Google see that we are interested in, I don't know, in a certain political party, say, if you're in America, say the Republicans or the Democrats, and they can see that you've been downloading all the information about the Republicans, and so they send you only the Republican side of the things that you're looking for. But it doesn't allow you the dialogue with your opponents or the other side. So the dialogue is not there. We're sort of being taken down one track and not given more opinions, more sides of the story.
That's a good question. I'm very glad you make me this question. That's why we call the number one to teach us how the web and internet, which are two different things, is built. We didn't want to have a course, for example, about, you know, the up-to-date softwares, but we call the W3 Consortium. The W3 Consortium is the one who founded Tim Berners-Lee. Tim Berners-Lee is the founder, the inventor of the web. And is a foundation, so they don't sell anything. And we ask them to come and to teach how the web and internet is built, the architecture of the web, how the algorithm is made, how you can build a searching engine. So I think to go to the foundation, mechanical foundation, and also the thinking of the web was very important for all these educators and for people like me or like us, like a lot of other women who want to not only to be up to date, but to have an idea of what really technology is.
Here at this point in time, we're going through an economic crisis that has affected the whole world. In Italy, you're seeing shops close. We're seeing people being laid off their jobs. What opportunities can people find on the web?
Well, that's another part which is very important in our master, for example, the entrepreneurial spirit. For the first time, we think about the computer as a domestic tool. I mean, like a washing machine, which is an algorithm as well, but the computer is more intelligent. We heard about so many examples of startups, not only in the Silicon Valley, but also in Italy, we have examples of excellence that are able to, you know, to make money with this startup, this new idea, because the world is digitalizing everything, so it's a new field, it's a new world. So why don't we try also to empower women, stay-at-home workers, or stay-at-home persons like mothers who have to raise children or just to take care of old parents, to discover the potential of the web in terms of making a business. Why not? It's very easy to learn. You don't need 5 years of academic studies to get a degree. You don't need that. In a year, you can be able to open a website and be very good on the web. And that's something we ask directly to the number one, to Microsoft. We called Roberta Cocco, the director of social responsibility in Italy of Microsoft, and she's giving a course about digital marketing, how to open a website, how to deal with, you know, if you want to sell something, if you want to open a blog and to make money, because this is very important also for a woman in a family who wants to help.
The new evangelization, a big theme of Pope Benedict XVI's papacy, how can the internet empower women to promote the new evangelization through the web?
I think that being in a pontifical university, we are in touch with a great spiritual resource. We have all this tradition very close to us. We can read books, we can listen to very interesting people in Catholic Church. So I think that for the first time, we can have the chance to make a bridge between tradition and innovation. Innovation is modern, is the language that everybody understands. It's the language of the world, probably technology. But of course, tradition is very important because it means that it's something we receive from the past and from the others. It cannot die. So just these two things, traditions and innovation together, can be very strong for a new evangelization, can be the right spirit just to go ahead with a new language, can reach the young people from all over the earth, with a very persuasive language, but at the same time, the richness of a tradition which is very old, very deep, and needs probably a new translation.
Warm thanks there to Giovanna Abbiati, Vice Director of the Institute for Higher Women's Studies at the Pontifical Athenaeum Regina Apostolorum. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening. I'm Tracy McClure. If you'd like to hear this and other programs on our website, the address is www.vaticanradio.org. Again, thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the English program of Vatican Radio. Laudator Jesus Christus.